This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading into the weekend. If you're going to be a weekend warrior and do stuff, you might get injured. So we got a question of the day related to injuries and what to do about them. So stand by for that as we bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. She keeps us all up to date on what's going on in the world of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'm sure she's going to get on and ask you to sign up for email alerts, aren't you, Captain Morgan?
I am. How better to stay connected and get discounts on CBD, which really we all need.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, very true. Now, we teased everybody with a pretty intense beginning discussion, and I probably went through the paths of the mind that I have and do often, and I went into radical feminism and radical masculinity and probably wasn't where you wanted to go.
I think everything that you talked about is interesting and valid, but the moral of the story is, men, you should get married and listen to your wives, and then you won't be evil. So,
well, listen,
now that we've solved that issue, let's just move right along and get back to agriculture.
Wait, you can't throw that out there without us responding. Super Don, do you have anything to say to that?
Hegelian dialectic.
Oh, you're not going to go there, are you? Right? Here's where I agree with you, Cap Morgan. Whether you get married or not, or you're in a significant relationship in that way. I talked about it this week with Ty Bollinger. He went to D.C. to be, you know, in the midst of that big press conference with RFK Jr. And Robert De Niro and everybody, Del Bigtree. And it's not like he didn't want to go, but I know, I get this. It's like if I was suddenly finding that out the day before, I'm like, you know what? Oh, man, that's really going to wipe me out. To just turn on the dime, head out to town, you know. And I would be like, I don't think so. Maybe, I'd like to, but no. But Charlene, his wife, said, you have to be there. You have to be there. And I can't tell you how many times over the years that I've said that. My wife said, no, you have to be there. You have to be there. And she's right. So there is a connection sometimes that the female side of things gets that the men go, you know what, I'd rather just hang out in my man cave this weekend and not go out and do anything.
Well, I would even say in those cases and some of the conversations that Ed and I have that one of the cool things about having a partner in life, whether you call that marriage or something else, is that you guys are in it together. And I think the most successful relationships are ones where you are both in agreement on whatever your mission happens to be. And I know the Bollingers have that as kind of a central point in their relationship.
Yes.
They both agree on their mission. And same with you and Nancy. And I think most of the time, Ed and I have a similar mission, so it's easier for us to encourage each other in the way that you need to go. So
Good point. I don't know
if that's masculine and feminine as much as having a
No, it's coming into agreement, and that's great, a starting point. You have basic principles, core principles that you align with. And we've talked about the difficulty in relationships. If one person believes in vaccines, the other says no way, that's worse than not having the same religion. Because I know that people successfully navigate that somehow, but when it comes to the vaccine issue, ooh, that's a non-starter. You better be on the same page there or else it can get ugly fast. Now, we're talking about the word agreement. The first two letters in the word agreement, actually the first three letters in the word agreement, also are the first three letters in the word agriculture. And I know, Cap Morgan, that's where you wanted to go last hour.
I do, because we were talking about Pierre Keith and her radical conversion from strict ideological vegan to eating a healthy, locally grown, organic meat and vegetable diet. And one of her big points in her conversion from how eating a vegan diet would save the planet was talking about how every civilization has over-farmed their land. And then she talked about how that eventually led to the civilization's collapse. I don't understand why that civilization couldn't have just conquered somebody else and scooted over or learned how to rotate their crops the way the Egyptians did and many countries in the Middle East did. But she brought up the Roman Empire and the British Empire and, like, the Irish potato famine and, you know.
Yeah.
So this idea of over-farming the soil and how any type of long-lasting, large-scale growing is unsustainable.
Well, and the conquest issue is inherent in that, even if she didn't mention it, because the collapse of those civilizations was due, of course, to lack of resources, lack of minerals in the soil. We've talked about the conquering of other lands. It might be to get slaves, because slaves were there before the age of oil. Right, we've talked about the fact that oil has replaced slavery in terms of labor, the energy that you can get out of oil and through machinery. But the idea is with these conquests of land was to do that. It's like maybe they didn't know how to rotate crops. They didn't pay attention to what they did in Egypt. But even Egypt had slaves, right, to build the things that they wanted built. So that's the history of history, if you will, that it's an ugly history that goes beyond slavery in the United States in the early times of the United States and even the British Empire and others. But the reality is, yeah, if you deplete the soils, you now have a life-threatening calamity on your hands. The population will become weaker and sicker until it dies out to a sustainable level. Now, imagine if we were all growing our own food in our own backyard and side yard and front yard, as I've been encouraging folks to do. How reduced would be the necessity of growing crops in mass in the corporate agriculture and then shipping them across the world or across the land, and how inefficient, how much waste is done in all of that time. And then they talk about carbon and carbon sequestration. The conversion of all of the, for instance, the grasslands, the Midwest covered in rolling hills and grasslands, converted to become Monsanto land. Farmland, where they don't rehabilitate the soil at all. They just poison it and add more poison chemicals to grow something new there that they genetically engineer to survive it. So what happens when you take away all the grasslands? The grasslands sequestered the carbon. The little bit of shoots up, that would interact with the sunlight, photosynthesis and all that, but the vast majority of those plants are underground, and they are restoring or reestablishing the balance from the air back into the soil, rebuilding it, so there isn't an overbalance or overabundance, if you will, of carbon or whatever issue is the issue of the day. What's the toxin of the day? Now, carbon isn't necessarily a toxin. It's the basis for life. But if you talk about the synthetic chemistry of the 20th century and how it's manifested in the destruction of the grasslands and the conversion into chemically grown foods, you begin to see the imbalance. And guess what? Who survived on the grasslands? The ruminants. The bison, for instance. The buffalo. We can even say the cows, because they have their four stomachs, and it's like they're feeding the bacteria with the grass that they do, because the fiber of the grass as well goes in there, and it converts the hydrogen gas, all the things, the essential elements of life itself. But now you've got a reality that the bacteria in the gut are actually restoring the balance to the universe, or at least the universe that we know on planet Earth. So it's a very in-depth discussion, and this woman, who's a radical feminist by self-proclamation, she's very intelligent. She gets this, and I think it's worth reading.
I wish you would stop throwing that label out there. We are all so much more than one label can define. But
hey, it was her label, not mine.
Well, the millennial in me is rejecting it. So,
well, then you talk to her about sure that.
Did. Don't think I won't. I want to, in the spirit of Freshman Friday, though, put forth a couple of questions that I feel like listeners might be holding them back, fully embracing this idea of, like, backyard agriculture being able to sustain us. Number one, there's this idea of, well, there's all these starving people in the world. We can never have enough. Like, how can I possibly produce enough in my own yard to feed like family that's just not realistic. And you touched a little bit on the tremendous waste that happens in our food system every single day. And we covered that article last week that made me sick to my stomach about all of those cows being killed to create a dairy
shortage. Yeah.
Shortage.
Yeah.
We know Panera gives, you know, free bread out the wazoo to homeless shelters every day because they have all this extra. How hard would it be for a family to actually have enough food versus what we think we need based on how much there is kind of in the world or how much they feed us at restaurants and stuff like that?
Well, you're right there where I am now, Captain, honestly, because I'm in the process right now, and that's why on Sunday show on the 19th of February, for those that are listening live today, we'll be doing, you know, a homesteading, permaculture, agriculture on your own property, tour and learn about how to do that and how much is required to be able to sustain a family or a community. And that's part, you know, this is part of the lost, history. We don't know anymore. We're so disconnected because food magically appears on the shelves every day or every 2 or 3 days when another truck appears at the supermarket or even the health food store. So we're so far removed from that reality that it's hard to conceive it, that it's even possible. And there are people that are, you know, reacquiring the ancient knowledge, the old knowledge, and they're building food farms on properties that are very small. You know, a quarter acre of land. A lot of people live on a quarter acre, a third of an acre. Maybe some people live less in the cities. That's a bigger issue. But converting every available plot of land into something that is sustainable and growable. Now, going back out to the grasslands as well, the ability to utilize the animals for meat occasionally there's a balance, whether it be the Native Americans or ancient people that understood that. They didn't slaughter animals to extinction. They recognized they were needed to work on the grasslands and the entire thing. They would refertilize, all of the things through their system as well. So it might involve, you know, working with, for instance, chickens on your own yard or smaller animals, goats, and how do we work with the entire agricultural system to have a sustaining or a self-sustaining homestead, if you will. So I don't have an answer today, Captain Morgan. It's like you want to stump the band. I'm going to acknowledge I'm in the learning phase here, but I'm very excited to do that and inviting others to do it as well.
Well, I'm excited too. I hope you put Ed and I on the list for Sunday. But do we have time for another?
You know what? We're
going
to take a break and we're going to extend Freshman Friday into part three now because we have to. All right, stand by. We're going to be right back. Go to robertscottbell.com and we're going to do this because it's also very important. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN, of course, heard around the world on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn, podcasts through SoundCloud, as well as UK Health Radio. Back in just a moment.
Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, if anybody says we don't appreciate Captain Morgan, you just don't know. We do. In fact, we've extended it for the first time ever to a third segment, Freshman Friday. If you don't like it, too bad. We love it. I love it. So, Captain, thanks for all your, you know, you're pushing the envelope in all the right ways. And I know that Super Don doesn't get to speak much when you're on the air. That's by contractual agreement, I believe. But despite that, Super Don, are you okay where you are? Everything good?
I'm good. No, I'm good. I've got front row seat right here.
All right. Well, Captain, take us to that next phase of the questioning here.
Well, I appreciate you guys giving me a little bit more time to keep asking you all this stuff that's been floating around in my head, and hopefully it's helpful to the listeners, too. So we just left off talking about this idea of what it takes and what it looks like biologically and ecologically to sustain food, to grow enough food, meat, veggies, and otherwise for your family. Something that I've been ruminating on quite a bit since I got back from Costa Rica is this circle of life situation. Cue the music, Super Don. But, you know, we've gotten so far removed from a day and age where all things that died, you know, worked their way back into the ground, right? You know, people are buried in coffins or cremated, even their pets, right? You're not allowed to bury them in your backyard. I mean, that's a whole other issue, but this idea of what it would look like to healthfully and naturally fertilize and have a working ecosystem in your own yard.
Sure.
I mean, our dogs fertilize our yard quite a bit, but I don't know if that's the type of variety. I mean, then do I need to start thinking about what I'm feeding the dogs, thinking that if they're going to be pooping in my yard, and then eventually I'm going to want to grow something there? Like, how in-depth do you need to be thinking to be growing yourself food that's really going to work for your body? Because we're learning not all food is created equal.
Sure. Sustainability even in with your animals. I mean, what are they eating? And, of course, what are they processing and what are they excreting? All of these things do indeed matter. And one of the most difficult subjects you brought up in this big subject, you know, about the population being 7 billion, right, when it was 1 billion at the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, is the reality, as some have described, and it's hard for me to argue, that 7 billion people on the planet, not sustainable unless you have this so-called chemical agriculture scenario where you're just massively converting the energy of the earth in oil terms into food, even though it's not ideal food, because then you've got a planet of chronically ill, weakened humans. This is not me arguing for genocide. I just think it's the inevitable reshifting or rebalancing of the population once you don't have the ability to use oil the way we have. And then, you know, there'll be a natural attrition. And again, some of the arguments that, what's her name, Lear, I think was she, her name, yeah, was describing as well, was that, you know, as women become more, how would you say, not intelligent, that's not the right word I'm saying, but they're able to read, for instance, their education level goes up, they're, for some reason they're more less likely to...
We've
just,
made so much progress.
I know, I'm just looking for the right words because I don't want to be hit with a GMO tomato, but the discussion then is that they're less likely to become basically baby factories, which is a hard way to say it, but again, when you see so many children...
Educated women do not have children. Yes, that's very true.
Right.
That's
and so there would be a natural reduction over time as you assess and say, you know what, at this point in time, we can't sustain children, although in the past, the necessity of children was you needed people to work the land for you, right? To be
right.
Able to, so it's an interesting...
Indentured servants, if
yeah,
you will.
It's a very, very interesting scenario, and I don't think we have the answer for it today, Captain, but... I will tell you this, you said, the course of my kids and their kids, it's going to be a radically different world unless aliens beam down from the Starship Enterprise and provide a Tesla coil that works just out of thin air. And unless that happens, and even then the grid is not set up for that, the way we've lived on the oil-based economy, it will not sustain itself based on the difficulty of accessing that oil at a price that is able to actually be done. So, anyway, with that, we're almost out of time. We got about a minute before we have to break. Is it a good session? Are you up for what we discussed today? I think it was pretty interesting.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, ever since I watched that interview, it just really got me thinking. And we didn't even get into raw food attacking you.
Ooh.
In terms of self-preservation, which maybe we'll save that for next Freshman Friday.
Okay, that sounds great. Raw and cooked food controversies. All right, Captain, great addition to the show. Everybody, as far as I know, everybody's excited and looks forward to it. And if they're not, like I said, you talk to Super Don about that. Otherwise, we're going to continue on. We're going to talk about some injury issues and what to do for injuries right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hopefully you're not injured listening, but we'll get to that after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You were listening to Cap Morgan last segment. You went to the Circle of Life, did you, huh?
I missed it in the moment, so I figured I had to pay homage to what you said there. And by the way, Robert, yeah. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, we need some Hakuna Matata based on, you know, if they did the Disney's The Lion King story and it was about peak oil and mass decimation of the world's population, it wouldn't just be little Simba's dad that dies, right? You know, that was the trauma for everybody. It would be like the whole herd or most of it is culled out. So yeah, that's not the most uplifting discussion, but I think it's important to talk about this stuff. I do. And, you know, so Hakuna Matata to you, my friend.
And, very good.
And along the way, you know, big part of what I did with Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger was about teaching the things that I've learned, even in self-care and acute response care. Because there are times, like, unless we think of a scenario where you don't have a doc in the box or an ER room, you can't get there. Do you just go, I'll wait for the federal government, like, you know, after Hurricane Katrina? No, we can't do that. We are obligated. This is my opinion now. We are obligated to learn how to care for our bodies to the best of our ability. Granted, there are going to be things that are over our head. I know that. That's always going to be part of it. But at that point, you pray that you have access to the people that can help you then. But for a lot of these other things where we've become overly reliant on doctors, we need to take that back home. Moms and dads, you guys need to take that back home too for your kids. And that's part of the learning or the relearning, some things that our ancestors knew because that was just the way it was. And no, you don't have to die if you don't have access to a doctor either. We have ways to get you where you need to go. And with that, of course, you know, that usually means we've got questions and comments coming in. And in fact, we do.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's question of the day comes from David. It's, let's see, oh, I need your help. Robert, I need your help. Okay, this could be serious, Super Don. Put my ears on just in
help
case
me.
I'm distracted.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, yes. Right? I did something dumb, he says. David says this. I didn't say it was dumb. I don't know what it was yet. On Tuesday, I went to my cousin's to help him finish the trim on a door that we installed the day before. As I exited my car, I noticed that a tire on the car was going flat. Naturally, he suggested that we change the flat tire first. So the two of us take his heavy hydraulic jack from his truck. He has this jack because he has health issues such that he cannot get down to use the screw jack that came with the truck. And I guess, I don't know why he says, really? I don't know. This is your cousin. I don't know. This is a problem. So you change the tire. Yeah, David said, should we change the tire? I approached the jack to put it away. He said, leave it. I will put it back later. So we went inside and finished the door. Okay, so he has a kind of a calf path of the story here going on this thing, but I'm curious okay. as to what happens. Yeah. So David continues. He says, on my way to the car to go home, I pass the jack and decide to put it back in the truck. This is like a short novel, a novella. You know, we're getting all the details. You know, I guess everybody's trying to outdo Steve the Thorough and Steve AG, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make sure there's more details so there's a story to tell here.
All
so
right.
Now David says, bad idea. I was able to pick it up, but as soon as I straightened my legs, I heard something pop in my left shoulder.
Ooh.
Ooh. I could not drop it because I'm seeing broken toes happening if I do.
Yeah, you know, those things. Have you ever lifted one of those before?
I can only imagine how heavy they might
I
be.
I have on a couple of occasions, and they are heavy. So I mean, oh, man, yeah.
This is kind of like the Weekend Warrior scenario of changing a tire, right? Now, if you had the screw jack and you wound it up, less likely to have this problem. So he's lifted up, and now he can't drop it. So he's got something popping his shoulder. If he drops it, it's on his toe. So, leaning on the car and using a knee, I was able to get it in the truck. Oh, my gosh. He's still straining the popped shoulder. Yesterday, the pain was minimal. Now, we're talking, I guess that would be last Wednesday, and motion was okay. But today, that was Thursday now, the pain has increased and motion has decreased. I do not believe that there are any broken bones because of the range of motion that I have, and I can cause the pain by rotating my lower arm. I recall the show where you mentioned your mountain bike incident. What were the remedies that you used for your aches and pains? Do you think they will help my shoulder? David. Okay. Well, that's a long way to go to an injury, and I appreciate the story that goes along with it. But number one on the list is Arnica Montana, homeopathic Arnica. And so I have the it's the advanced first aid. Some of you might have advanced Arnica from King Bio. It's a 2-ounce bottle. It's a water-based spray, and I immediately, you know, when I got back, I sprayed, you know, right into my mouth, and you can actually spray it on an area in need. But if the skin isn't broken, you can actually take Arnica in its mother strength form or as an herbal form and utilize it as a topical agent. There are massage lotions and creams. There are oils that contain arnica. There are a lot of different ways you can deliver arnica right onto the site of an injury or a wound, because this is definitely an acute injury. In terms of rehabilitation, as you see, if it gets stiffer and it's worse and it's very painful to use, it could be a rotator cuff injury. I'm not saying that's what it is. Could be a bicep tendons injury. I mean, there's a lot of things it could be. And if you lose that mobility over time, you can get something that's called a frozen shoulder. And I had that many years ago. I don't know if it's been a long time since I told that story, Don, but that was a bad one. And I thought, because of the injury I had, I thought, my gosh, I'm not getting any stronger. I'm getting weaker. I'm getting less mobile. Would I have to resort to surgery? And I've had friends that have had shoulder surgery. I mean, I was a swimmer, and a lot of, you know, people really wore out their rotator cuffs and stuff. And I'm like, this is the last thing I ever want to consider. But I'm like, I don't want to lose total function of my shoulder. So what do I do? And if you remember all those years ago, a friend of ours, the program, I was at a health or medical conference, and he took me over to one of the booths that had a cold laser. And I believe at the time it was 635 nanometer wavelength. And I know they've advanced them since then, but in one treatment, 10 minutes on this laser, cold laser, I couldn't move my shoulder, and suddenly I could almost get full range of motion in one treatment. And so I continued with that, and I was able to rehab it. And this was after months of immobilization. So it was more serious than this. You're still in the acute phase. You can recover much quicker than I did. But Arnica Montana is number one on the list, or Advanced Arnica Advanced First Aid from King Bio. Hopefully that's helpful. Super D, did you injure yourself when you picked up the jack?
I very easily could have, because some of those, I mean, you're looking at, 100 pounds or more on those things. Some of them are really big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remember, Arnica is the main one. If you have, like, an advanced first aid formula, it's going to have a number of other remedies I don't have time to go into now that complement the Arnica for injury recovery, and that's great, too. You do want to reduce tissue inflammation. You know, turmeric's great. Essential fatty acids are good. CBD can reduce pain, as well, as we know. So there are a lot of other options that you have, David. But I'm glad you asked the question. Hopefully you'll recover and let us know how you're doing if you haven't already, since it took me a day to get to your question. But there you go. King Bio, by the way, kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. And you can go online. There are links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. All right, so let's see. Let's switch gears to go to... Oh, you know, we've been talking a lot about fully informed consent because of the vaccine issue. And, you know, that seems to be like a Nuremberg thing. I mean, going back to the code, as you say, and the concept of first do no harm. And if there's potential for injury, there has to be fully informed consent so people can make, with their eyes open, a decision to say, these are the risks, these are the benefits. Okay, I will choose to risk it because I perceive that the benefits are greater than the risk. But that's not what they allow with vaccines. In fact, as we talked about, a teacher who says, hey, look at the insert, read it, they're considered the bad guys because of that. It's absolutely crazy. Now, here's another aspect of fully informed consent. In the United States specifically, juries, J-U-R-I-E-S, like if you've ever been selected for jury duty, most people have no earthly idea how powerful they are as a juror, how much power you actually don't. You're not limited to deciding guilt or innocence in a case that you're serving on as a juror. They don't want you to know this, but under the Constitution, you have the ability to decide not only on the facts, but on the law itself. So if you were brought into a criminal drug trial, you would have the ability to say, yeah, the guy's guilty of whatever you say he's guilty of, but I don't believe that the drug law is a just law. I am going to nullify this law. As a person on the jury. And the New Hampshire House just passed a bill that would require the courts to fully inform juries of their rights, of their duty and obligation to rule not just on the facts of the case and guilt or innocence, but on the law itself. Super Don, this is really powerful.
Well, and I think what's significant about this is over the years, I've heard of cases where people, you know, somebody would be in a courtroom and they would attempt to try and speak to their fellow jurors about the
exactly what you're talking about, that you have the right to do that. And they, I have, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there have been cases in the past where people have actually been in, like, put in jail.
Yes.
They're in, like, contempt of court because they dared to bring that topic up in the courtroom.
Yes, yes, because you inform a jury of their right to nullify the law itself. That takes the power away from government, monopoly on force and fraud in the court system itself and unjust laws. And they don't want that power going back to the people. And that's why there are people that are dedicated, like the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, has been at it for years. And yes, people have like handed out pamphlets on the steps of the courthouse and they've been arrested or threatened with arrest and contempt. And they're not even in the court when this happens. So this is huge in terms of what could change here if this actually passes in New Hampshire. I'd like to see this happen. That's jury nullification. And again, it is one of those things that can powerfully transform this country rapidly in terms of the criminal codes that are out there, especially with absurd laws. We've talked about nullifying federal prohibition of cannabis. You could do it on the state level right now if you knew your rights and weren't held in contempt for exerting them. To say, you know what, in Texas, for instance, yeah, that guy's guilty of selling weed, but we think the law is stupid, so we nullify it and the guy goes free. And, of course, that renders the law null and void. You've nullified something on a very local or state level. And so this is a powerful, powerful tool, and I'm so glad this is happening. And, again, special shout-out to our friends at the 10th Amendment Center for covering this like they've been doing for years. And it's 10thAmendmentCenter.com. You got to check that out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. All right, when we come back, what a difference 8 years made. You think it's crazy now? We'll talk about some of the crazy stuff that happened when Obama first became president to put perspective on it. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, looking forward to be with you at the Homestead Tour. If you haven't already booked it, it is sold out, and we'll talk about other opportunities. Robert Scott Bell Show will be live on Sunday from a farm in Claremont, Florida, right next to Howie in the Hills. And we'll be reporting about the tour, permaculture, how you can do it, kind of the thematically what we talked about, a little agricultural discussion with Captain Morgan today. So if you're curious about it and you want to plug in, the Facebook, the meetup groups, they're out there for permaculture in your area. And these people are getting together and they're helping each other. They're teaching each other. They're learning from each other and establishing food forests on your own property, in your own neighborhood, in your own community. So I am so very excited about that. What I'm not so excited about is the irrational fear and angst and anger over the fact that Donald Trump is president right now. But could it be that there were similar things occurring when Barack Obama was first?
No, no, of course not.
Wouldn't happen.
No,
no,
no.
You know, the political right's above all that, right? They wouldn't complain about silly, stupid stuff that doesn't really mean anything.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's I really am a big fan of looking at recent history when it comes to politics, because in my experience, the general public, and, you know, look, and the media takes advantage of this too, and I think they know it, and they're just a big part of the problem. But there's the short-term memory syndrome that people have when the chairs get rearranged on the Titanic every 4 years, and, you know, when a Republican replaces a Democrat or vice versa. all the same rules and games and things all fall into place, and we repeat history over and over again. And a lot of people don't think about this, or they just don't remember, because right now all eyes are on Donald Trump, right? And so now it's just like, oh, look at his hair, look at the shoes that Melania wore, you know, look at, you know, what he ate for dinner, yada, yada. And you're seeing all this stuff that's coming up because that's just like that's just what people do, you know? Right, it's just right. Like, that's not my guy, so I'm going to criticize and nitpick everything that he did. And the thing is if you go back in a time machine, and the thing is because we are a part of, you know, reporting on what's going on in the world and in politics and stuff like that. I have a tendency to remember this stuff. And every once in a while, somebody else comes out and they write an article doing the same thing. Because, I don't know if you remember, 8 years ago, when Barack Obama was, you know, his first 100 days, people on the right were doing the exact same thing, or very much like what the left is doing right now.
Well, let's give an example. I mean, I my tendency is to believe that it's gotten even weirder and worse with Trump. But, hey, let's visit the time machine. Let's go back 8 years. I'm looking at a headline here that says Obama is getting heat for turning up the Oval Office thermostat.
Yes.
What was that? Thermostat gate? What was that all about?
No, it literally was a story, and Fox News covered this. About the fact that they were turning up the temperature. Now, I believe the reason why this was, and I don't have the original complete article in front of me, but I believe this had something to do with the fact that Barack Obama had come out talking about energy and saving.
Yeah, yes. This is a global warming story. He's going to contribute to global warming. So it's sort of
so it was like, oh my goodness, see, he's worried about people using too much energy, but he turned his thermostat up to 73. What a hypocrite.
But it would have been more appropriate for him to do the Jimmy Carter thing, turn it down to 68. Remember when he wore sweaters in the White House?
But then again, listen,
Carter
Barack
was criticized for that too, though.
He was crazy, and like I said, there are things that aren't even in here. You remember when he was saying that we could save energy if you just inflated your tires more?
Right. Yeah. No.
Oh, everybody just lost their minds. Oh my God.
Ooh. Remember this one? Michelle Obama. She wore a sleeveless dress.
Oh, this was particularly funny because in her first official picture, she wore a sleeveless dress. But the funny thing is that when Melania Trump had her first appearance, I think it was in the White House, she was being criticized for wearing what? A sleeveless dress.
Right. So it came back around. And then the next thing they say, and forget General Flynn, how about Colonel Mustard? Barack Obama's mustard. President puts spicy mustard on burger and lands in new elitist pickle with the right.
Because
he used mustard. Oh, goodness.
Because he used spicy.
He's an elitist. Yes. He's like, have some Grey Poupon.
People need to remember that there is nothing new about what's going on here, that you guys were jumping on the same bandwagon, or at least some of you were.
Right. Well, hey, what's new is that we're out of time, which is not new.
Okay.
You got to go.
All right.
Weekend time, Super D. Got a lot off your chest. Thank you to Captain Morgan. Thank you to all y'all. We're going to be back on Sunday live from a farmstead homestead. It's going to be so cool because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.